Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, it is in the name of Jesus that we come to you. We bless you and we honor you and we thank you for your presence in this place. For your word declare that where two or three gather in your name, you are in the midst. And we thank you for your presence. For in your presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, God, is fullness of blessings forevermore. Lord, we thank you. For your word declare that your word is alive, is living, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunders of our soul and our spirits and joints and marrow, God. And we thank you for your word is a discerner of our thoughts and the intents of our hearts. We thank you for making manifest your word right here in this place, right here in the lives of your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word declare that you hasten to perform your word. I thank you right now for performing miracles, performing blessings and favor in the name of Jesus upon your people, God, upon this ministry, and in everything that we do. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I was born and raised in the island of American Samoa, southwest of Hawaii. My wife and I retired here in Augusta, Georgia, 2010. So we decided to start a ministry here when we moved here in Augusta, 2008. We are from most of us, we knew each other back home. Amen. It's not a big village. Island is a very small island. So myself and Pastor Frank Tawanu went to the same high school. I was a senior. I was a freshman. He was a senior. Amen. And Minister Kenichi Moli, we played volleyball together back home. But this is what God desired for his people. Is to come together.
Yes.
So that's a short story of who I am. I retired here, and so we just love Augusta. We didn't want to go back. The plan was to go back to Tacoma, Washington, but because of the ministry and the people that God has put in our heart, in our lives, we decided to stay here. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I don't know if we're able to bring the scriptures up. Amen. But if we can, that would be nice. If not, we can turn our Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the theme for this four-year anniversary for Pastor James Peoples and Pastor Sharon Peoples is effort to impact too. So tonight, I want to encourage you about making an effort to impact your world. Amen. Making an effort to impact your world. Say amen.
Amen.
So what is your world? Your world could be your family. Your world could be your neighbor, your community, your workplace. Your world could be your relationship with others, your relationship with your pastors, your relationship with your brothers and sisters. That is your world. Amen. So what do we need to do in this life? As I've heard tonight, is what the pastor of this ministry say, that we have to make an effort to impact the world. Amen. We have to make an effort to impact families, the communities, and our surroundings, and even our workplace, wherever we go. We, as God's people, must make an impact in people's lives. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So first is in order for you and I to make an impact to our neighbors and to our family, we must first make an impact to our in our lives first. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You see, because you cannot give something that you don't have.
Amen.
You cannot bless someone if you don't have the blessings and the favor of God in you. Amen. See, you cannot lay hands and speak healing and miracles and power of God on other people if you yourself do not have the miracle working power of God in us. Hallelujah. See, that's why the Bible say that in 1st, 2nd Timothy 2 verse 15 says that we have to study to show ourselves approved, a workman need not to be ashamed, rightly divide the word of truth. Someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So that means we have to study to show ourselves approved unto God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's how we make an impact in our lives. That's how you make impact on people's lives. Hallelujah. That's how we impact our communities. That's how we impact people that are out there that have no church. That's why we impact those who are out there without knowing the knowledge of the word about Jesus Christ. We got to make an impact first in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It doesn't matter how good a speaker you are, how good a singer you are, how good a teacher you are, how good a Christian you are. Hallelujah. Our actions speaks louder than our words. Amen. Hallelujah. If we say that we want to make an impact, but there's no action, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that faith without action is dead. Hallelujah. That's why we got to make an impact in our lives first. Hallelujah. Amen. Because a lot of times people are saying a whole lot, but we are not seeing any actions. Nothing is happening. Amen. People are just saying things, but nothing is happening. There's no action. Hallelujah. I call that you're saying a whole lot, but ain't saying nothing. Amen. You're just like a sounding cymbal. You just make a whole lot of noise, but doesn't even make sense. Hallelujah. So we got to make an impact in our community. And I truly believe hearing and receiving the word that is spoken by your pastor, I believe that you and this ministry and all of you will make a great impact in the lives of people here in the Central Savannah River area. Amen. In this community and all over the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's think about the life of Peter. Peter denied Jesus three times. He was frustrated three times when Jesus asking, Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lamb, feed my sheep. He was frustrated. Hallelujah. He was so frustrated that he can't do anything. But watch this. When we have the power of the Holy Spirit, when we have the Holy Ghost in us, when we change because we allow the power of the Holy Spirit to be in us, then we can make a change. Then we can impact other people's life. Now let's turn with me to Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. And I want to read three translations. The first one is a contemporary English version. And it reads, I will send you the one my Father has promised. But you must stay in the city until you are given power from heaven. Say amen.
Amen.
The NIV reads this. The NIV says this. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the King James Version says this. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, we read this, we hear, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Yes. Amen. So we see here with these three different translations, the common word is stay in the city. Hallelujah. Stay in the city. The King James Version tell us what city we need to stay in. Amen. And the city is Jerusalem. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, members of this ministry, visitors, my friends, brothers and sisters, you must stay in the city where God has called you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Stay in the city where God has called you.
Yes.
Stay in a ministry where God has called you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Stop church hopping. Amen.
Amen.
You don't get anything by church hopping.
Amen.
Stay in the city. Stay in the ministry where God has called you to stay.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That is where you will receive power from heaven. That is where you receive power from the Lord Jesus. Amen. That is where you will receive the teaching about the anointing, the teaching about the power, the glory of God, teaching how to impact your world. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we must stay in the city. Amen. Praise God. This power is strength and ability. Amen. This is an inherent power that is in us. He lives in us. He works through us. And we have to make ourselves available when the Holy Spirit prompts you to move. Hallelujah. Prompts you to witness to somebody, to tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ, to tell somebody to sow $150 so that you can buy three chairs for this ministry. You make an impact when you lean on the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. This is the power we are able to call those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. This is the power that we can bless someone with our words. Hallelujah. That we can speak those things and they appear. Why? Because there's power in our mouth. There's power in the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We can call things come to come. We can call things, you have the power to impact, to make an influence, to influence other people's life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's what I hear. That's what I receive in this ministry. Praise God. Glory to his holy name.
Yes.
Because you ought to give God praise and thanks.
Hallelujah.
Because he think about you. He thought about you. Hallelujah. That he even place you into this ministry so that you can make an impact in people's life.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Now let us imagine this. Amen. A police officer that walks down the street here. This is Topeka Road. A police officer can walk in the middle of the busy traffic and stop every car from moving. Hallelujah. He'll wave other people and he'll stop other people. Hallelujah. He'll tell you to make a left even though you want to make a right. He'll tell you to make a right even though you want to make a left, because he or she has the power, has the authority that has given to them by the state. Hallelujah. The state has given them that power to walk in the middle of the street and stop every busy traffic. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the power I'm talking about. The inherent power that is in you. The power that is in us. the power that we can make a change in people's life and impact our world. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even though you love God so much and have strong desire to serve him, you and I still need the divine power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We need the divine power of God to serve him. We need the divine power of God for us to make an impact in this world, impact in people's lives, impact in Augusta, impact in everywhere we go. We need the divine enablement or the power of God to do the work of the Lord right. Amen. We got to do it right. Amen. We don't just do it. We got to do it right. Amen. We got to do it according to God's plan. We got to do it according to what God has put in our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to do it right. Amen.